The Capital Connection is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. David Gustina is the producer of The Capital Connection. Support comes from United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org. And New York State United Teachers, representing professionals in education and healthcare, online at nysut.org.
It's the Capital Connection. Hi, I'm Alan Chartok. Joining us this week is Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi, a Democrat who is running for governor of New York. Congressman Suozzi is currently a member of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee of the House of Representatives. Tom has been mayor of Glen Cove, Nassau County, executive congressman, and now gubernatorial candidate. Congressman Tom Suozzi, welcome to the Capital Connection.
Alan, thanks for having me on again. It's great to be with you.
Well, we love it when you're here, and we do appreciate your coming around. So here's a question I've heard from many people. Why run for governor when you're already in the Congress?
You know, I get that question a lot myself, and I could run for re-election in Congress and probably stay here for many years the way a lot of my colleagues do. And it's a great honor and a great responsibility to be in Congress, and I enjoy it, and I think I'm pretty good at it. But I'm really concerned about our country. I'm concerned about our state. And I'm concerned about my Democratic Party. Our state, people are leaving in droves. In our country and in our state, people are just fighting with each other all the time instead of actually getting things done that affect people's lives. And my Democratic Party is drifting too far to the left and not talking about the issues that people care about. And right now in New York State, I think people care about crime. I think they care about taxes and affordability. I think they care about the corruption that we see in New York State that's many corrupt state in the United States of America. So I'm risking it all. I'm giving up Congress and I'm running for governor because I feel so strongly that everything I've done in my life has prepared me for this particular job at this particular time. And I'm excited about it.
You've never been somebody who shied away from risks. So tell me about this. You're running behind in the polls and the rest, but yet you do it. How come?
Because it's really something I feel that to change the world, to change the problems we face, you have to be willing to make a sacrifice. I mean, look at the Ukrainians, okay? That's the best example in today's modern society. Everybody said, oh, the Russians are going to roll over them. It's over for them. But they're risking everything. They're sacrificing their lives to fight for freedom and democracy. And they're winning. And despite the enormous odds against them. And what's freedom and democracy but politics? Politics is what we've got. Democracy is what we've got in the United States of America, and we're not using it properly. Democracy doesn't work unless there's a real debate over, hey, I've got better experience than you do. Hey, I've got better ideas than you have. Hey, I'm going to do what the people want more than you're going to do. You're just focused on the insiders. I'm focused on the people. I can lift more people up than you can. We need to have that debate here in New York because we haven't had it in New York for the past three decades. And that's why we have the highest taxes in America. That's why the crime rate's going up and it's not being addressed. That's why we have the biggest net out migration of any state in the United States of America. 314,000 people left New York State last year, more than New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Illinois, and a bunch of smaller states combined. So we're in trouble in New York. And we're, as I said before, we're the most corrupt state in the United States of America. That's from the Washington Post last August. And we just saw the indictment of Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin and his arrest and resignation. We've got a problem, and we have to break things up, and it's going to require people who say, listen, this is not about backing the winner. This is about making a winner who's going to actually fight on the issues that we care about. So, listen, I feel very good about this race. I'm getting a tremendously positive reception in my telephone town halls. I've had over 100,000 registered Democrats on telephone town halls. People love my commercials. I get great reception when I'm out on the streets. I'm coming up to Albany on Saturday. I'll be there at 11 o'clock. And I'm just getting a tremendous reception from people. And listen, the poll just came out from Siena about Kathy Hochul. She has a 36% job approval rating. 69% of New Yorkers say she's failing on the issue of crime. 63% of New Yorkers say that the Buffalo Bills deal is a terrible deal for the people of New York State. So I feel very good about this race. I got to just keep on grinding away against the odds up the hill, because I believe that I'm fighting for something that people need and want right now in the state of New York.
Well, Tom Suozzi, Kathy Hochul is obviously the first woman governor we've had. Do you feel at all bad about that kind of contest, the man versus a woman?
Well, I want to congratulate her for making history. That's a wonderful thing. But we have to make a lot of changes in New York State. And she's had an opportunity since she took office in August, and she's not doing the job. She's not addressing the issues of crime. She's not addressing the issues of affordability. She's not addressing the issues of corruption. She, on her first day in office, when she made her first speech, she said, "I'm going to usher in a new era of transparency. I'm going to focus on open, ethical governing that New Yorkers will trust." Well, that was a great message to have. But what did we see? On April 12th, when Brian Benjamin was arrested, the U.S. attorney said public corruption remains a problem in New York. It's a bipartisan problem. It's an ongoing problem. We saw it at the Buffalo Bills deal. How could it be the most lucrative taxpayer giveaway in the history of the NFL was announced 4 days before the budget was due, and then there was no public hearing, there was no public vetting whatsoever? This week I laid out a six-point government accountability plan. And one of the items I included said, any expenditure over $10 million not included in the executive budget, not included in the Senate budget, not included in the Assembly budget, that's added during the budget process, must go through a legislative hearing. I think that's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I suggested that the second item is we should reduce the campaign contribution limits to what they are at the federal level. $2,900 in the primary, $2,900 in the general. You know what they are in New York State right now? You can give almost $70,000 to the governor. And the governor's collected a lot of $70,000 contributions from people who do business with the state, from lobbyists, from people trying to get a cannabis license, from nursing homes, from developers, people trying to buy influence into the state. And that's why we've seen so many scandals in New York State over so many years. You know better than anybody, Alan. Whether it was the governors or the attorney general or the comptroller or Bruno or Fellows or Silver, dozens of legislators, it goes on and on and on. So we've got to break through it. And the only way we're going to break through it is by getting somebody who's running against the establishment, which is what I'm doing, and trying to change the system in our state and fight for the issues that people care about. People say to Tom Suozzi, "Oh, you're a lifelong Democrat. You've got this great record as a Democrat. Why are you running on crime and taxes? Those are Republican issues." Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Democrats are concerned about crime and taxes, too. People in New York City, Democrats, Republicans, independents, they're afraid to take the subway. People are concerned up in Buffalo and in Rochester about crime. Everybody in New York State is concerned about the highest state and local taxes in America and rising utility rates and just basic unaffordability. I'll be a governor that will fight on those issues, to address those issues, because that's what the people want.
Now, Tom Suozzi, I know that you have an ethics plan and includes requiring a legislative hearing for any budget item worth more than $10 million and banning the use of state aircraft for anything other than official state business. Some of that reminds me a little bit of Andrew Cuomo. So let me shift gears and ask you, is Andrew sitting out there thinking that maybe he should run in this primary or on a separate line?
Well, let me make it clear. I haven't spoke to Andrew Cuomo in years. But if I know Andrew Cuomo, as we all do, he'd love to run again. I'm sure he wants to run again. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to run again. I don't think he can run again. He certainly can't run a Democratic primary, and I don't think he would take the chance of running as an independent because, God forbid, he lost, then it would all be over for him. And he would hate to be the spoiler in the race as well. So I think that I don't think Andrew Cuomo is going to run. This is going to be a Democratic primary between Tom Suozzi and Kathy Hochul and Jumaane Williams. And I aim to win that race, because if Kathy Hochul wins the Democratic primary, we have to worry about a Republican winning in November. 45% of registered voters in the Siena poll said they would vote for somebody else other than Kathy Hochul. And God forbid Lee Zeldin or Andy Giuliani become the governor of New York State, because that'll be a big opening for Trump to get his hooks back into New York again.
Are you concerned about the lieutenant governor scandal? Should we change the election law so he can be removed from the ballot?
Well, we certainly shouldn't change it in the middle of this election. I mean, this is a mess that Kathy Hochul made. She had 100% control over choosing Brian Benjamin. Everybody knew there were concerns swirling about him. Even when it came out even more dramatically last November that he didn't admit that he had been subpoenaed by the federal government, she doubled down on him, then she tripled down on him. She put him in, you know, forget about the ethical stuff. He campaigned for New York City comptroller last year on defunding the police, but yet she selected him as her lieutenant governor candidate and put him in charge of negotiating bail reform. So I don't think that we should change horses in midstream. There are two great Latina candidates running for lieutenant governor. My lieutenant governor candidate, Diana Reyna, if she's elected, when she's elected as lieutenant governor, will be the first Latina elected statewide in the history of New York State. She served 12 years as a city councilwoman in Brooklyn, and she served 4 years as the deputy borough president under Eric Adams in Brooklyn. So she's a fantastic candidate. I've suggested that people should just endorse her. She'd be a fantastic lieutenant governor, and she'd be great for the people of New York State.
Now, let's talk a little bit about something you mentioned earlier, and that's the Bills Stadium. I'm going to just say it because somebody up there is thinking it, not necessarily me, but aren't they entitled as part of New York State to have a stadium?
Absolutely. We want the Bills in New York. We all love the Bills. Go Bills. We're for the Bills. Yeah. Couple different things. Number one, it's the most lucrative taxpayer giveaway in the history of the NFL. It was a bad, bad deal. 63% of New Yorkers opposed the deal. If I was the governor, I would have negotiated for them to go to downtown Buffalo, and I would have given the developer and the owner of the team the right to build residential and office and retail space around the stadium and use that money they could make to pay for the stadium instead of being paid for with taxpayer dollars. It would also be a big economic boom to downtown Buffalo. So it doesn't make sense to me that this deal was made. But more important than whether I would do a better deal or not do a better deal, how can it be that a $600 million tax subsidy from the state government, $250 million from the county of Erie, that overall will cost 1.2 or 4, I can't remember now, over the lifetime of the stadium, because we have to pay ongoing maintenance costs as well. How can it be that that was disclosed 4 days before the budget was due, and there was no public airing of it, no public hearing whatsoever? That's Kathy Hochul. Her number one agenda item in the whole budget process was to get the Buffalo Bills deal done, and she sold out the taxpayers in the process by giving away the store to the legislature with a bloated budget that spends, that is going to create financial problems for the state in the future and doesn't address the highest taxes in the United States of America, the burgeoning debt that we have in the state, and the long-term problems that we face. It doesn't make any sense. She sold out on crime. She sold out on taxes. She sold out on affordability. It doesn't make any sense, and there was no public hearing. You know, you said before, should the state legislature change the law to get Brian Benjamin off the ballot? But why would the state legislature, especially the Democrats, bail Kathy Hochul out again when they're going to have to pay the price for this terrible stadium deal? They're going to have to pay the price because they've refused to address the issue, and she's refused to address the issue of crime in New York State. Why would they do another secret backroom deal to help her out with her election chances by changing the rules in the middle of an election, less than 60 days away from the election, by taking Brian Benjamin off the ballot? That doesn't make any sense.
Tom Suozzi, we often talk about the Democrats' penchant for creating circular firing squads. Is what you're doing now proof positive that the Democrats will never stop killing each other?
Listen, it's a good thing that I'm doing what I'm doing right now, because what do you think Lee Zeldin's going to do with the Buffalo Bills deal if he's the candidate against Kathy Hochul? What do you think they're going to do with the refusal to fix bail reform and address the crime problem? What do you think they're going to do with Brian Benjamin? What do you think they're going to do with the highest taxes, state and local taxes, in the United States of America? What do you think they're going to do with all the corruption that has plagued this administration and previous administrations? We have to have a debate. We have to have a competition over who's the best person, who has the best ideas to do this job. I'm doing what my duty is as a elected official and as a candidate to try and have an airing of ideas as to how to make our state better. And that's why we need debates. We need to have at least six debates with me, Kathy Hochul, and Jumaane Williams talking about our experience, talking about our ideas, and having a full airing of all the issues that are affecting our state right now. And I believe the most important things we need to focus on are crime, taxes, affordability, our kids being left behind in these troubled schools, and the corruption in New York State.
Tom Suozzi, any signs of progress in terms of your polling, your chances? In the beginning, a lot of people dismissed you as just, you know, somebody wanted to run for office. Is there any sign that your message is taking hold?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting very, very positive reception from people. I'll be doing some formal polling at the beginning of May. I'm pretty confident that my numbers have gone up dramatically and hers have gone down dramatically. And the public poll, the Siena poll recently, as I said, said that her job favorability rating is at 36%. She's underwater on job performance. 40% of the people in the general election said that they'd consider voting for her. 45% said they would vote for somebody else. That's bad for an incumbent governor this far away from the November election. So, again, if Democrats want to make sure that we win in November and we don't hand over the governor's mansion in New York State and the executive chamber, hand it over to a person like Andrew Giuliani or Lee Zeldin or other, some other Trump sycophant, then they should elect Tom Suozzi, because they can't beat me in a general election. I'm the best general election candidate that the Democrats have right now. I can guarantee that we will win the election in November. And just as importantly, I can guarantee that we'll start addressing the issues that people care about, which are crime and taxes and affordability. I will address those issues. I've got a proven record of doing so.
Tom Suozzi, can we revisit your ethics plans? Sounds reasonable to me. You want to talk to us a little bit about what's in it?
Okay, so there's a six-point plan. Number one is really to try and address the issue of the Buffalo Bills Stadium, which was stuck into the budget at the last minute, along with there was a $350 million given to the Long Island legislators in a lump sum. No disclosure of what the individual items were. But there was no hearing on that whatsoever. It wasn't in the executive budget, wasn't in the Senate budget, wasn't in the assembly budget. I'm saying any item over $10 million that you want to include in the budget, you have to go through a public hearing process. So that's number one. And, you know Blair Horner, he's been up in Albany for the past 30
years. Well, he's our guy. He's on our show all the time. This show, as a matter of fact. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Blair Horner said this was the most secret. He's been there for 30 years. Kathy Hochul saying, I'm going to be transparent, I'm going to be ethical. He said this was the most secretive budget in the 30 years he's been in Albany. And think of the bad old days of Silver and Bruno, okay? This is the most secretive process he's seen in 30 years. So number one, let's have public hearings on these big items like the Buffalo Bills stadium. Number two, let's reduce the contribution limits to $2,900 in the general, $2,900 in the primary, the same as it is at the federal level. Simple, straightforward. No corporate donations, only donations from individuals. Very straightforward, same as the federal government. Would take a lot of money out of the system, because right now, people who do business with the state are giving checks up to $70,000 to the governor for her campaign. I mean, how is it she raised so much money so quickly? Because people are so inspired by her vision. They're so inspired by Brian Benjamin. They're so inspired by the Buffalo Bills deal. They're so inspired because the crime rate's going up and she's not addressing it. I don't think so. It's all people trying to do business with the state. So number three, let's go to quarterly filings. The last filing statewide was in January. We're not going to see another filing of people's financial contributions until the end of May. Let's make it every quarter, the same as is the federal level. Number four, let's reform J-COPE. Okay, it's a big debate. It's kind of insider baseball thing, but it's an ethics reform. And let's do what the good government groups say we should do. Let's look at what Citizens Union and Common Cause and NYPERG and all League of Women Voters and all the other good government groups are saying, and let's create an independent ethics commission.
When you say independent, that's been tried, but it always comes around to legislators having a pick, governors having a pick. How do you avoid all of that?
Well, listen, it's not even my proposal. I'm just adopting the proposal of all of the good government groups. And what they're suggesting we do is that statewide elected officials and legislative leaders get to pick a seven-person committee that then has to select applicants to the Ethics Commission. So so then people could apply to become part of this epilepsy.
Well, you think that they won't control that too?
Well, the good government groups think this would be a much better process.
Okay.
And it would make it a little bit further removed, and it would include both the Democrats and the Republicans so that there would be an opportunity to do it. And it would be a very public process as to who gets to be the final list.
You do have to at least try. I certainly agree with you there. You were continuing on your list. Go ahead, please.
Number five, we need to ban the use of state aircraft for political purposes. Now there's this rule about mixed use, and you can reimburse. And Kathy Hochul, as we know, did almost 300 fundraisers in her first 5 months in office. 300 fundraisers in the midst of COVID going on and Omicron and all that stuff. She was flying throughout the state, doing as many as seven fundraisers a day in different places. She's raised more money than Cuomo or Patterson or Pataki or Spitzer ever did in a shorter period of time. And she got it all from people doing business in the state, from the lobbyists and people trying to get stuff from the state. And she used the state aircraft to do it. I did a press conference on it. She had to reimburse the state. She's reimbursed about $30,000 for it so far. It's not nearly enough for the abuse that she's used the state aircraft. Let's just do an outright ban of use of the state aircraft for any political purpose. You want to do a fundraiser in another part of the state? Pay for the airplane yourself from your campaign funds. Take commercial airfare, whatever you want to do, but stop using the state aircraft to do it.
Just so we all understand what you're talking about here, right now, if she takes the aircraft for some kind of a governmental thing, and she also does a campaign stop while she's at it, we all know what that game is, not only for her, but for so many other politicians.
Yeah, it's a completely, everybody abuses the system. So you've got to create a bright line system whereby if you're doing strict politics, where you're doing politics on the trip, you've got to pay for it from your campaign. That's what it's got to be. It's abused too much. It's an advantage given to the incumbent, and it's abused regularly. We've been hearing about it for 30 years back to Mario Cuomo. So it's just an abuse system. We got to fix it. It's unfair. It's unethical. It's wrong.
And if your hand is on the Bible right now, you're saying, I will not do that.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And finally, we need to stop these commercials. She just released a commercial. I think it's from NYSERDA or some environmental, some energy group of the state agency. And it's like a campaign commercial for Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul will fight for the environment. Let me just say, Kathy Hochul, when she was in Congress, her first year in Congress, she had a 50% rating from the League of Conservation Voters. I have 100% rating from the League of Conservation Voters over the past 2 years, 98% since the day I first got into Congress. She had an A rating from the NRA. I have an F rating from the NRA. She was endorsed by the NRA. You know, when she was in Congress and she was with the Erie County Clerk, when she said she would report the undocumented to ICE if they came to get a driver's license from her, she was way to the right. Now she's gone way to the left, where she picked Brian Benjamin as a running mate despite his defund the police position. She's endorsed socialist candidates in Queens. She has Democratic socialists in her cabinet positions on intergovernmental affairs. What does she stand for? She was way on the right. Now she's way on, at least I'm consistent straight down the middle. And I've got a record of being a good Democrat my entire career. I was the League of Conservation Voters Environmentalist of the Year for all of New York State. I was the New York Immigration Coalition's Person of the Year for my work in helping the undocumented and kicking ICE out of Nassau County. I have 100% rating from Planned Parenthood, 100% rating from the Human Rights Campaign. I have an F rating from the NRA. I'm the chair of the Labor Caucus in Congress. I'm a lifelong Democrat who fights for my values. I'll work with anybody.
Okay.
I'll work with Democrats. I'll work with Republicans. I'll work with progressives. I'll work with moderates. I'll work with anybody if you actually want to help the people.
Okay, Tom Suozzi, we're down to 4 minutes. So take 30 seconds on any of these, but no more. Okay, ready? Will you campaign for or endorse Hochul if you don't win the primary?
Yes, I will.
Talk to me about bail reform. Were the changes in the budget enough, or is this an inequitable system of bail reform?
Absolutely terrible, phony baloney changes were made. 68% of New Yorkers agree with me. The mayor of New York City agrees with me. The police commissioner of New York City agrees with me. The chief judge of the courts in New York State agrees with me. All the district attorneys agree with me. This is a broken system that was screwed up by the state legislature and the governor. This governor has failed to address the issue and has made it worse. We have to give judges the discretion to consider dangerousness when a defendant comes before them. 49 other states have that. The federal government has that. Why can't New York State do the same thing? It's just straightforward common sense. This was a phony baloney effort by the governor who 10 days before the budget was due leaked something to the press. She refused to discuss it with the public. She said, I'm not going to negotiate in public. This is a hair on fire issue for the people of New York City, for the people of Buffalo and Rochester, for the people of Newburgh, people that are suffering these major crime problems. Why is the governor and the state legislature not addressing this very serious crime issue? The people, the public, is clamoring for it. Wake up.
Redistricting. Will the congressional map survive the courts? Is there something that has been done here that is not right, not kosher?
Well, I don't know if it'll survive the courts, but there's no question it was gerrymandered. There's no question the Democrats said, listen, they screwed us over in Texas and in other Republican states and increased the Republican seats, so we have to do the same thing in New York. But it's gerrymandering straightforward. Whether they follow the rules or not, you're going to have to ask the courts to decide that. You know, I look at my seat that I'm leaving. They changed it where they went across the Throgs Neck Bridge and up to the Bronx and Westchester. I mean, it's gerrymandering. It was an effort to get the Democrats more seats. I understand why they did it, because they're trying to combat what went on in other states where the Republicans went too far. But there's no question it's gerrymandering. And when you gerrymander seats, what happens is they become safe seats. When they're safe seats, the politicians don't listen to the public. They only listen to the people that vote in the primaries, and often the most extreme people, the far-right Republicans and the left in the Democratic Party, is who votes in the primaries, and that's why you end up with people fighting with each other all the time.
So let me ask you this. What's your relationship with the leaders of the State Assembly, Hastie, and the Senate, Stuart Cousins?
I've got a good relationship. I've known them over the years. I've been around as long as they have. I've been dealing with Albany and politicians for decades.
Criticizing them, right?
No. I think that we're making big mistakes in that we are not addressing the crime problem and that we have the highest taxes in the United States of America. But I have very friendly, respectful, cordial relationships. Listen, I get along with most people in politics. I have good relationships. People will say that Tom Suozzi's a pretty straightforward, honest, nice person. And I work with people, whether they're progressive or they're moderate or they're conservative, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I'll stick up for my values, but I'll work with anybody if you want to actually address the problem. I just did a thing where I got a grant for the SUNY Maritime College with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and I. We both applied for the grant together. So, you know, I don't agree with her on a lot of stuff. But when you want to work on things I care about and you care about and we can find common ground, which is in this instance the environment and labor apprenticeship programs, I'll work together with you if you want to help people.
Tom Suozzi, one final question. Should Donald Trump, who I think is a traitor, be in jail?
Yes.
That's a fast answer. We're out of time. Our guest has been Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi, a Democrat who is running for governor of New York. Tom, you did a great job today. I so appreciate your being with us. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alan.